Good Saturday morning to you, everybody. Welcome to the Flashpoint Healthcare Solutions Radio Show, along with Steve Glick, Chief Administrative Officer for Chamber Insurance Trust. I am Gary Byron. Steve, well, it's good to see you again, my friend.
It's a pleasure to see you.
You're maintaining your glow. The tan that you received when you were down in Florida. Oh, my God. How could you? 4 months down there. Let me ask you. Is it a big transition from leaving Boca Raton, coming up north to Connecticut in the month of April? I mean, that's got to be a more difficult transition than the opposite.
You just brought up a really key point that things are different here between us. Your body is affected by change. And interesting, driving here today to the studio, I felt different in the drive, even though it's repetitious for the times I've come up here. And you feel differently, and I guess it comes back to you.
Did you have that same feeling when you left Connecticut in December and went to Florida?
Not really.
Interesting.
But there's something in the change of environment and in climate that when you come back to get into the real world that you're in, that affects you.
I wonder if it's all climate or the fact that Connecticut, I think, is a much faster pace than the relaxed atmosphere and a relaxed environment that I would imagine that a lot of Floridians, let's face it, a lot of Floridians are retirees. They're transplants from all over the country, actually, not just the Northeast.
I think one of the major things is the darkness. We have earlier darkness here, and somehow it affects your inner being.
Sure.
And out there and there it's why there's more relaxed time and direction to go out to dinner at 8 o'clock. It's sunny and light out there.
It's nothing down there.
Right. Yeah. Rather than pitch dark, you know, and snowing here.
It's we didn't have a bad winter, though.
No, we're very fortunate.
Hey, speaking of climate and summer months, I know we're only in the middle of April. Yeah, actually, if it wasn't a Saturday, it would be tax day, April 15th. But it's a time of transition with our weather here in Connecticut, and we're talking about the warmer temperatures. There is an event that's coming up that we talk about every year. Would you like to introduce our guest, or would you like you tell me whatever it's your show?
Well, let me share with you. I've been involved in this particular program and major event for the state of Connecticut, even though it's in New Haven and featured in New Haven.
Right.
It's something that we live for and deal with. But there's a lot of talented people that are around here and in the Northeast and across the world. And there are talented people that are now part of the Arts and Ideas Festival. And we have one of the top people who is visualizing, is going to express to us what's going to be happening in just a month or two here in Connecticut. And our talk environment is all over the state of Connecticut. And I'm hoping that we will convince other people from Hartford communities and others, take that trip to New Haven on a beautiful Saturday or a weekday evening where it is 80 degrees. The sun was out, but beautiful talent. But our guest, Malachi Eason, is going to share some of the fantastic events that will be happening. And Gary, I want you to come, and I want Malachi to bring you out on the stage where 1,000 people plus will hear you. In live.
As if people don't hear enough of me. I'm on the radio 7 days a week. So let's bring him on. Malachi Eason, nice to meet you. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello, Gary.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Tell me a little bit about – I got so many other questions when it comes to the Arts and Ideas Festival. This is my third interview with you folks. But I want to know a little bit about you.
Okay.
Otherwise known as Dr. Creative. Where did that moniker come from first? I know a little bit about you. We talked off air. I know you're from Boston. But tell me about Dr. Creative and how that creativity fits in with your role.
Okay, cool. Good question. Okay, so
So, like you said, originally from Boston, and I think like all my life, I have been very, very creative. I was raised around my grandparents, and I've always been able to like be extremely expressive with what I do. So I grew up singing, grew up dancing, and grew up acting, and I've always tried to like rally people around to like do productions. And I realized as I grew older that I was always able to get out of situations creatively. So whether that was like with a friend that was going through situations in relationships, or always trying to build a new idea or a spin on a baby shower, or even writing songs or producing things. So I always was able to think outside the box. And my friends were always like, yo, you're a Dr. Creative. Like, you're just, you're always so creative. And I just, it stuck with me.
So you didn't come up with the name.
I did not come up with the name. And so what was funny, I started going by the name Dr. Creative. And then, like, after I graduated with my master's, I decided to go start working on my doctorate. So then people was like, are you already a doctor? I'm like, no, I'm working on my doctorate, but I've been going by Dr. Creative for such a long time. It just all blended together. So that's how I got my name.
Where do you, your outlet for your creativity? You told me you're a song and dance man. You've acted. Are there any things that I know a lot of your work was in Boston. Are there any things that we'd be familiar with here in Connecticut of your work?
I mean, everything that happens here on the green, you know, I am the director of programming and community impact for the International Festival of Arts and Ideas, which happens between like the 10th and the 25th of June. That's what's happening this year in 2023. But it's always like the second week of June and towards the last week of June.
All right, let's talk about your talents.
Oh,
okay,
gosh,
because
me.
You.
Well, I'm trying to stir. You know,
there's a reason, because the gal that we've had, the director of that we've had, and I've interviewed for the last 2
Shelley?
Years.
Shelley Koala.
That's right. Thank
amazing
you for
woman.
I know she is.
Uh-huh.
I know she is. And if you're working with her,
oh yeah.
What is that ingredient that you bring to the table?
Okay.
That wasn't there before you,
yeah,
and wouldn't be there when you move on to other things.
Wow.
What is that you bring?
Let me just say, I've been there. I've been there from the beginning. I've seen the development of this major event from scratch.
Wow. And I want to hear what Malachi brings to the table that is it just wouldn't be the event without it.
Well, you know what? I think one of the major things that I think I carry with me everywhere I go is that I have a love for the community. And I'm able to really think outside the box. I think one thing that I started when I first got to the festival was that I like to define the word art, right? And so when I first came, I was like, yo, we always do the simple things, which is theater, singing, dance, the things that we are able to spend our money on all the time. But we don't often think about hair as being an art. We don't think about fashion being an art. We don't think about cars being an art. We don't think about the body being an art. But all these things are considered art. And because of that, we're able to really go and dig deep into the meaning of those things and really break them down and consider those things being art. And so with that, we're able to present and have conversations and have art displays of those things. So thinking outside the box and defining those things as art. And outside of that, I have a background as a performer. So my ear, when it comes down to music, is completely different than someone who just likes music, right? So when it comes to community acts or going to travel to see these acts, whether it's in Israel, which I've done, whether it's inside Mexico, which I've done, which all these places I get to travel, I'm not just seeing somebody who looks beautiful and has a great band. I'm listening to their ability to stay on key, their ability to stay on rhythm, their ability to actually read music, or if they're actually musically talented or not. Sometimes people are able to look nice, but they don't have the talent to actually give you real legit talent. And I listen to the community and they tell you what they want. I can't present in the community and give them what I want. The community can actually tell you what they want just by having conversation and not saying it. They'll talk to you and say exactly what they need. So as I'm going out, I'm hearing them. And I'm actually placing that with the talent and the need of the community.
That said, what is your role? What is your actual title with the International Festival of Arts and Ideas?
I'm the Director of Programming and Community Impact.
Okay. Now let's talk about this year's theme. What is it? And where did you get the inspiration for it?
Okay. So this year's theme is Rise. And so the first year that I was here, we went by the theme Imagine. Then a year after that, we went by the theme Connect. And so this year in our trilogy is Rise. And so this is the end of our trilogy. Rise. So this year we are taking all the things that we went through throughout the last 3 years. We imagined ourselves being back in space with each other. And not that we was back in space with each other, we connected. We connected with each other, was able to actually almost hold hands and be in that space.
Well, now you could.
So now we're able to rise since we're able to actually connect.
That's right.
And take all the art, take all the things that we've been through, and take that as like our superpower, and take that superpower and rise together through the arts, and take all of this joy and happiness, and actually take the art and be back in space. Do you remember going back in the day to a concert by yourself and leaving about two or three friends and actually having a good time, singing the songs together, jamming out together, just having a good time?
Sure.
That's what we're going for this year. Rising together, making friends, memories, having your children remembering those things, coming back and bringing their children as they come back. This is a legacy place, and we want to make that same experience this year.
The headliner. Do you have headliners already that you can?
Everybody's a headliner.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
We can't just set a headliner.
Come on.
Everybody's a headliner, but we do have some special guests coming.
I knew you did.
You like how I did that?
I knew you did. You were teasing me. I'm on to you.
Of course. You know, we have so many people who are great. So this year, I'm super excited to announce that we have Angelique Cujo. She's performing with the New Haven Symphony on the Green on our opening day, which is June the 10th. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Matthew Whitaker, who is a teenager who is 17 years old, but absolutely been known to be like the next Stevie Wonder. He does jazz fusion. He has like a little bit of a gospel on fusion. He's performing at the Lyman Center on June the 18th and also being opened by Kerjima, who is a Connecticut-based gospel group, as well as Jerron Taylor, who's from Omaha, Nebraska. And then we have Christina Wong for Public Office is the name of the show, and that's going to be presented in partnership with the Long Wharf Theater, and that's at the University Theater. And we also have Zeneb Johnson, who is somebody who has been all over Netflix, all over all the late night shows, and has an opening act by Kareem Green, who's also a Connecticut-based comedian. Yeah. And that's presented at the Lyman Center June the 22nd. So I love how I always add someone from out of town, but we always have a Connecticut connection, always, in all the things that we do.
What's the best way for people to experience this festival?
You have to just go to our website, artidea.org. When you go there, you're able to pick out your experience. You go there, make sure you get your tickets now, though, because things are on sale. Get your ticket, because I'm sure that these things will be sold out. And then you're able to pick out your day, especially when it comes to our idea series and it comes to the things on the green. So you're able to really see like how you want to, you know, do your day, especially if you have children. We have so many wonderful children activities happening on our Saturdays. It's super fun. I really encourage y'all to bring your babies out from Saturday at like 10 o'clock all the way down.
You appear excited about the entire week here, you know.
Okay, it's not a facade. It's really...
No, I know it's not.
Really,
it's
really a good... It's really
it's genuine.
Yeah, it's really a good festival.
All right, so I know that, but I'm still going to ask you this question anyways.
Okay.
What are you most excited about? Come on, now I want the truth, Malachi.
So you don't want, like, the curated answer?
Well, I don't want, yeah, I don't want, like, Gary, you know, I don't want to single anyone out because I'm all really excited about all of it.
But those are the best answers, don't you?
No, that's the safe answer.
Those are the safe answers.
I don't want that. Okay. I want what's in your heart. I know, because we're all people. You're really excited about what?
Well, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, and I love what I do, and I love the people that I book, but I have a dope team of individuals that I am able to manage and help mentor. I hate saying boss because I think we are a team.
Oh, mentor. That's a good one.
Abso-freaking-lutely. Yeah. Okay. And so on our team, not only do we have a great curator and also a community manager, they also are writers and producers. So we have a show called The Divine Homecoming, which is featuring a guy named O Sound from Canada. So okay. I also went to Canada to get to see.
All right.
And then we have a show called the Intergalactic Draganza. And that's our show that we have on our ending, our last day on June the 25th. And that's our drag show. But these two shows were written and produced by our staff. And they have lighting and they have a script and they have visuals. And this is stuff that is done in-house from people from our staff. And the best thing about it is that the cast is from Connecticut. And so our drag queens are from Connecticut. Our staff from our actors and our steppers that are in our Divine Homecoming, they're from Connecticut. And it's just such a dope cast, right? And so you get to go on your green and see this for free. And so these are people from your own community all over Connecticut, not just New Haven.
What about the types of art forms are you expecting? Because you said something a moment ago, and boy, you were 100% right. I never thought of it. You said, you know, even your hairstylist is art. Your automobile is
mm-hmm.
art.
Mm-hmm.
And that, boy, when you said that, that really resonated with me, Malachi.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of art forms will be represented at these events?
So we will always have our things that people look forward to. So some of the things that people always look forward to will be the dance. So we have our dance series. We have our children's series, which I brag about and will always brag about because I have a love for the youth. And then we have our theater series. And I don't know if anybody has ever heard of Ice the Beef, which is like a youth theater company. They do Shakespeare, and they're doing Hamlet this year.
Okay.
And it's a really nice thing that's happening. And then we have Macbeth is happening as well. So these are like the classic things that are happening.
Sure.
And then we have our music series, our idea series. So we have those kind of art forms happening as well this year, outside of the things that I mentioned earlier, our new arts.
All right. So, of course, if I ask you about arts, after all, this is the International Festival of Arts and Ideas. Mm-hmm. So, listen, we're equal opportunity here. So, if I'm going to ask you about arts, which I did,
mm-hmm.
I have to ask you about the other component to this, about the ideas. What's that all about? Talk to me about the ideas portion.
Well, do you know what the ideas is?
That's what I'm asking you.
Well, I wonder. So,
I've got this idea.
The ideas is something I think is a community favorite. It's a time where people are able to talk about real issues, real topics, real things that happen in the world. And so it's almost like a time where you have a keynote speaker talking about real issues. And so we have a series that is curated by Denise Santibon, and she has done a great job. So we have Bartunde Thurston, who's talking about tech and democracy on June the 17th. And then we have Amelia Winger Bearskin talking about climate and transportation on June the 10th. And then we also have something that's led by our community, talking about the understanding of housing insecurities, social equity and activism. And that's on June the 24th. And that's led by Kellyanne Day, Anton Ned, and Karen DuBose Walton. And these are people who actually live in this life, talking about homelessness and things that people have to go through trying to get out of that life and moving into everyday life. And so these are issues that we deal with in New Haven and even outside of New Haven throughout.
How was that dealt with? I mean, is this a forum? Is this indoor at an auditorium?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is indoor. So this will be happening at Gateway inside one of their lecture halls. And this is one of those moments where you have a stage, you have seats, and then you'll have opportunity to hear these people talk on a panel. And then you have an opportunity to ask questions and have a real dialogue. So it's not just being spoken at. You have an opportunity to have real conversations and figure out how we can fix these things.
Folks, you are listening to Flashpoint Healthcare Solutions Radio Show along with Steve Glick, Chief Administrative Officer for Chamber Insurance Trust. I'm Gary Byron. Our guest this morning from the International Festival of Arts and Ideas, Malachi Eason. All right. I heard you a little while ago at the beginning of the show. You had mentioned it's a trifecta. This is the third year of the trifecta you've been a part of for the last few years. What I'd like for you to do is maybe offer some differences. How will this year's International Festival of Arts and Ideas, the 2023 edition, if you will, how will that be different from last year?
Yes, good. So we have a few different things. One, the content is elevated. We're able to be a little bit more expansive with the things that we're talking about. It's a little bit more deeper. So we're touching issues that actually touch the heart a little bit more deeper. The way that we curated this year, everything is a little bit more in sync and a little bit more all connected. And so when you see the things on a website, you'll see that everything has a connection, whether it's about the idea series and things that are in the building connected to the things that are on the green. So that's why we want to make sure that the rise, that everything is rising together. And that was the beauty of how we connected and curated our season.
That was actually going to be my next question as far as the rise component to it. Obviously, there was a conscious decision to come up with the trifecta and the single word themes for each year. Yeah. Rise is very intriguing. Where did that come from and why? Why was it chosen?
Mm-hmm. So we wanted to use that word because we wanted to make sure that everything was following the last two themes. So we wanted the work that we put in to every section of the things that we present to come together and to be connected. So while they're all connected, we wanted them to rise together. So everything that we're doing all makes sense together. So if you was to make or create your own experience, you're not going to one thing to another thing and it not being able to connect. You're able to create your own story, your own experience. And when you leave that experience, your story that you touch to your best friend will all make sense. Even if you go to a conversation and then you go to a music act, you're able to make a connection to all of them.
Is this your third year?
This is my third year.
All right. So of the previous 2 years.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a tough question, but I'm going to ask it anyways.
Sure.
Look, I know you're very proud of it. I know you're very proud of the successes for this festival.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can extract one memory from it that you, I don't know, just kind of hold near and dear to your heart, what is there one memory that you can just kind of single out as something that you're most proud of or as being your favorite? I know. I'm sorry to put you on the spot. That's
what a good question. What a mean question.
I know.
Thank you very much. You're such a kind guy.
Well, I guess it's kind of like asking you to, you know, which child of yours is your favorite.
As I keep on talking to try to think of something, I say.
Was there something that you just saw? Wow, that blew me out of the water. I knew it was going to be good, but I did. It surpassed all of my expectations. What would that be?
I think it was the ending night. And I think it was for me and Shelly, too. I think it was our first year because we both celebrated our first year together.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was the ending night, and it was the night when La Diva performed, and that was our drag show, and that was our drag queen impersonator of Fantasia. And just seeing the faces of everybody on the green, everybody was partying, everybody was having a great time, and we said goodnight. And I shed a tear, and so did she. Mm-hmm. And I'm not usually an emotional person, so for me to do that after a show, I just think it was so much work we put in after a pandemic, and just knowing that we can do it, and we have years to come.
How do you get tickets to this?
You go to artsidea.com. What a great reminder. So go to artsidea.com and get your tickets, and you can just click the link on every show that you want to go to, and please purchase and support.
When do they go on sale?
They're on sale now.
Oh, they're already on sale.
Go buy your ticket.
Do they? Because is it one ticket that you can get everything,
all
or
the
are
tickets.
They individual tickets for each day?
So they're individual tickets right now. So you just go online, you go through all the different things.
You pick
you see.
The ones you want to go to.
Absolutely.
Do you have one ticket that gets you a pass into everything?
Not right now.
Okay. All right.
Good idea, though.
Before I bring Steve back into this conversation here, I just ask you one more question. What is there something that you would want to say to the people who will be joining you this summer at the Arts and Ideas Festival? What would that be?
Absolutely. I think one thing that I want to continue to change the narrative of is that we do not look at our people that come to our festival on the green or ticketed shows as patrons. We absolutely look at you as family. So we want everybody to start thinking of the festival as family members. So when you come to our green, you come to our spaces. So when we go to Thanksgiving, if you don't come to Thanksgiving, your mom invites you, you feel some type of way. So all your family's talking about how much of a good time they had. You either try to run to get there or you feel left out. You have to come to the green. If you don't come, you're going to be left out. We want you to come. Come be a part of the family. You're always invited. Anytime, whatever we do, regardless if it's during the summertime or during the year, come on out. We're family. Let's have a good time. Take off your shoes and have a great time.
I want to bring Steve Glick up into this. You've been to this festival in the past.
I've been here. I've been from the festival from the beginning. I actually sat on a grouping of people to talk about putting this event on the green. I actually shared ideas from a major festival that takes place in Denver, Colorado during July 4th. And the history of the ladies that started this thing are incredible. But that good people like Malachi that have joined the team and have innovated this. But it is no longer want this to be a secret for Connecticut and outside New England people. This is a message. This is a commitment that everyone should make each year. And people like Malachi are making the reason to add value to this a real reason to come to New Haven and enjoy a little good things in life.
So Malachi can go back 3 years. You were there from the beginning. How has this evolved, though?
It's incredible.
As far as attendance is concerned as well, I would imagine you're getting a lot more people in this day and age then.
Well, you know, with new technology, new things, ideas. But the word of mouth in the beginning was incredible. The return to the New Haven Green by different venues and different people just interested was great. But it's expanded to be more than just a New Haven event. It's a world event, if you wanted to say. It's a artistic commitment that is special here. And all the listeners of our show should make an attempt to come to this event. This is part of being a human being in a wonderful state of Connecticut.
I'm so happy to hear that the city of New Haven has really embraced this. I guess the only challenge I could foresee in the future is how you expand upon it. And you always want to get better, if not necessarily bigger. You want to do something different. You know, you don't want to become old, you know. Yeah. You want to constantly evolve. One more time, Malachi, what's the website again for people to get their tickets?
Artidea.org.
Artidea.org. I want to thank our guests this morning from the International Festival of Arts and Ideas going on this upcoming June. Get your tickets, so you can get your ideas as well right now. Malachi Eason, thank you very much for your time this morning. For Steve Glick, if you like more information on Chamber Insurance Trust, it's easy to obtain. You simply head online to www.citrust.com. That's citrust.com. Steve Glick also has a toll-free number, 800-953-4467. Again, it's toll-free at 800-953-4467. For Steve Glick, Chief Administrative Officer for Chamber Insurance Trust, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to Flashpoint Healthcare Solutions Radio Show. Until next Saturday morning, have a good one, everybody. So long.